Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Today, we're talking about Gotham, Monday night's episode that aired on Fox. It was called Rise of the Villains by Fire. And alongside of me, I have fellow Gotham fan, Amy McCracken of the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hey, Mike. Nothing much over here. Just the spookies messing with me.
I know. You know, the funny thing is, people that are tuning in right now and listening to this recap show, for the past 10 minutes, Amy's been sounding like a robot. Then she said she sounded fine. Then she was hearing music in her headphones, and she pushed a button. And let's give it a test. Amy, say something.
Hello, Internet. This is Amy from Variety Radio Online.
You sound like a robot.
Weather. The spooks are messing with me. I swear I'm not going to talk bad about Theo's sister.
Okay, see, now you sounded fine right there. That is weird. See, I'm telling you, you messed with the Tabitha fans of the spiritual side last week, talking crap about my girl, and you paid for it last week when they hung you up.
Yeah.
So
they got me good this week.
Well, let's just go ahead and jump in, and let's just see how long you can last before you get dropped again.
I love Tabitha.
All right. Let's talk about this. I just want to jump right into it. Nygma and Miss Kringle finally have sex. Yay!
Nygma finally kills Miss Kringle. Yay!
Yeah. Did you see that coming?
Yes. We've seen that coming last week.
Yeah. You know what? And the funny thing is that I'm a big fan of Nygma. So are you.
While I was watching it,
I was like, you know, and she was calling him psycho and I should get my head, you know, checked out and you're crazy. And, you know, he was going crazy. If, you know, and I was watching, I was like, you know what, if this would be anybody else that if I didn't like, I'd probably be like, run, bitch, run. but, you know, the funny thing is when you, it's funny how when, if you like a character, it's like, stop calling him that. You're going to get it. And then when he accidentally kills her, I was like, it's all right, Nygma. It's okay.
She's fine.
She started it.
She called you crazy.
So how do you think he's going to go away? I mean, it's not like she's a girl that doesn't work at the precinct.
Yeah, she's always there. And she's friends with Jim's girlfriend.
So when she doesn't show up, you know, Lee's going to be like, hey, Nygma, you seen Kringle? Now, if he does, he might say that What's-His-Face came back and they decided to leave together. That Tom cop.
He could play it off. Yeah, definitely he could play that off. But Tom came back, she wanted more, because, I mean, she did say she wanted more danger.
Yeah, and then that might be a perfect setup for him. I don't know. While that was going on, I was like, oh, man. She was such a bad girl in a sense of, like, she sent so many mixed signals. Like, I believe that I was like, he's going to tell her, and she's going to fall in love with him even more, and they're going to be diabolical together. And then all of a sudden, she just flips the script on him. So, but either way, I'm glad she's dead. You know, she was a distraction. Now can we get to the Riddler?
Yes.
That's what I want to know. The next one, big story here. Let's talk about Selena and Bridget and the brothers and Firefly and all that good stuff.
You actually got to interview Firefly.
Yes, I did. I call her my TV friend, Michelle, and her last name is Ventimiglia. I said that right. I got to talk to her. Were you able to put it on your channel?
I put it up on the website,
okay,
but so not the channel yet.
The VRO.com, you can go there. You can listen to my interview. I actually interviewed Michelle Ventimiglia earlier this week, and we talked about Firefly and Gotham and all that good stuff. And you can also check it out here on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. So check it out. See what you think. But it was cool watching her and then, you know, had talked to her, you know, and it was like – I liked her even more. You know?
I feel bad for her, though. Like, they have her in the dungeon, basically, now.
Indian Hill. And this is the crazy laboratory, I like to call it, that's under that property that Falcone Was it Falcone gave it to Maroni and Maroni gave it to Falcone? During all that trade-off, I can't remember what you got at what, the penguin. But that's what goes under, that's what's happening in that that Indian burial ground, supposedly. And so they're doing experiments. And did you hear how Firefly, the two orderlies say that her suit pretty much burned onto her. So now she's pretty much fireproof.
Yeah.
Which is going to be dope. And rumor has it that that area down there is supposed to be full of toxic waste and blah, 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 blah. And that's where people are kind of getting excited about. That is how Joker is brought on because, you know, he falls in a vat of chemicals and that's, you know, the cause of his skin and everything else. So,
well, they better not bring back another Joker unless they actually bring back Cameron.
Well, we'll see what happens. You never know. Could Cameron be awake and fall into something and then turn? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not holding my breath. You know, I was stuck with Bridget. I was like, what did they do my Bridget? What did they do my Bridget? especially now that, you know, I'm friends.
I feel bad for, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Selena, though.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, this episode was really, really, really good. I really enjoyed it. Just even the ending, you know, when you saw Bridget and then you saw Selena and then you saw just, you know, everybody getting ready to go save mom, Penguin mom. I thought this episode was really done really well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Selena, I mean, that little girl, I can't remember her name. What's her name? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Cat.
I call her Mini Cat, but I can't remember her real, but that girl's got some, because you hadn't, for me, I hadn't seen any real acting chops on her, even though I know she can. But
well, we haven't seen any since season one.
Right, well, not even. Any. For me, this was like the best episode for Mini Cat Woman for me. I mean, her and Gordon's scene together, that was my favorite. I think that my favorite part of this episode was them two going at it. Because it was just Selena is just and I think now she's like screw cops, she doesn't trust them, and Lee's just sitting there kind of awkward like I can't leave. But yeah, she definitely puts Gordon in his place.
Well, I mean, this is how many times has she trusted Gordon, and he's basically screwed her.
Yep. So now we're gonna see what happens. I mean, but she called him out in front of Lee, so I wonder if Lee's gonna be like, you know how Lee's really nosy.
Yeah.
What did she mean by that?
What does she mean about your little friend?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lee. Now I wanted to push buttons. Because I want Gordon to say, screw it. And I think in this coming up episode, that's it. Because Barnes is like, we're going after him. And I don't know if you saw the commercial for next week. I mean, at one point.
I did.
Yeah, you see? They're Penguin and Gordon are like face-to-face, gun-to-gun.
Yeah. And then Theo's behind him, you know, saying, shoot him.
That dude, Theo.
I don't like him.
He is like a black widow. He's just spinning a web of just lies and just, he's got a serious. I'm kind of curious to see if it all pans out.
I think if Penguin and Gordon would just sit down, have a nice cup of coffee, and have a conversation. They would know Theo is bad.
You're absolutely right, but I think Gordon is staying away because of what Penguin knows. And but I think maybe it comes out. Maybe it comes out next week. I don't know.
Yeah, and Gordon's already got a mark on the books now, seeing that he beat up the junkie.
You know what? And that scene there kind of pissed me off because, like, I was really liking Barnes up until this episode, but after that, after him getting on to Gordon and saying he was going to be flagged in his file and all that crap, I'm like, wait a second. I mean, like, it was supposed to be by any means necessary. You know, he didn't break the law. He just beat up a suspect.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But you can't do that. That's breaking the law.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, like, how do you? I mean, you gotta do some things in Gotham to get some answers.
Yeah.
I mean, look what happens to all the good cops.
Exactly. They die.
I don't know. Barnes kind of got on my nerves, and I don't know if I like him anymore. And it's funny how this show, because last week I liked them, and this week I'm like, I don't like you.
I don't like you. Let Nima kill you.
You can get eaten. Or killed or whatever, hit by a car. I don't care. And
my poor Butch.
Now, Butch, he was going through some serious crap. I loved how freaking Tabitha and Barbara, especially Tabitha, got excited about how we can put certain things on his little stump.
Yeah.
And they put the hammer on there. And but, dude, Tabitha, She's a hot tamale. You can't take that away from her. And you better watch yourself, because if you start talking bad about her, the Tabitha Spirits.
That's why I'm not saying anything.
Okay. So she's badass. At first, I thought she kind of killed Butch a little bit.
Oh, I did too. But now I think Butch is working with Theo
and
Tabitha.
Yeah. I think they are able to break that that whole mind control thing. Because even when Butch comes over there and tells them and they all leave, his posture is different. Like when he's talking to Penguin, he's kind of like, oh, and they're going to go now. But as soon as Penguin and everybody leaves, he kind of stands up and, you know, you just see the back of him.
Yeah.
So I think Butch is fixed.
I mean, that's kind of good because I didn't really like him as Penguin's little lapdog. But I don't want him to be Theo's little lapdog.
Well, I mean, that's all you're concerned about? That's all you're thinking about?
Yeah, I like Butch.
Wow. You like Butch better than the Penguin?
No.
Okay, then. So aren't you concerned that the Penguin is running right into a trap?
I am, but he's the Penguin. He's going to get out of it.
That is such a cop-out answer just to show that you like Butch more than Penguin. That is such – you're not a Penguin fan.
I am too.
Why am I even having this conversation with you? Ugh. I can't believe
– did you heart me?
Whatever. No, I don't. You're right up there with Barnes now. Let's see what else. Yeah, I think Penguin's going into a trap. I think it's –
yeah, he's
gonna
definitely
break
going into a trap.
And Butch is going to turn on him and could we lose Penguin's mom? I don't know.
Well, Mike, like I said before, we're going to lose her no matter what. Even when Penguin gets her, somebody else is going to kill her because she's leverage for Penguin. People's going to see, go after his mom. He'll do anything.
Well, yeah. I think we're probably going to lose her in next week's episode, which is going to just push Penguin over the edge.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on. What did you think about Theo and Tabitha meeting Bruce and Silver for dinner?
He needs to stay away from Bruce.
I'm telling you, man. Bruce has no clue either. Either this is Alfred.
I know. And using his little niece.
Yeah.
She's dirty.
First of all, she's working it too.
Yes, she is.
Do you think she's in on the gig?
Oh, definitely.
You think?
Yes. The whole family is.
You know what? Maybe I could agree with you.
Yeah, I think, you know, the story about how evil the Waynes are.
You think they passed it on down to Silver?
Yeah. That was bedtime stories.
Oh, wow. Like, one day, once upon a time, our family kills the Waynes. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So Bruce has no idea.
No.
Jesus Christ.
And he's probably going to be the one to find out. And Gordon and Alfred's going to be like, oh, no, nothing's wrong.
I don't know, man. He's smitten over Silver. And then Theo laid it on thick about his dad. And saying, as soon as he started giving, I was like, oh, crap, what's he going to say about his dad? And then he just starts praising his dad. And, of course, that brings in Bruce closer. And then I want to help you, da-da-da-da-da-da, and you're right. And, I mean, just blowing smoke up his ass. I mean, Theo's good at it. He's a smooth talker. So I'm really, really concerned about Bruce's safety. But I know that Bruce doesn't die because, hello, he turns into Batman. So, but still. I'm like, come on, Silver. Bruce is a nice guy. I think that's really going to mess with his mind
Well, I mean, if Selena doesn't mess with his mind, somebody else has to.
I don't know. I think Selena's better off with Bruce. But who knows? So let me see here. Looking at my notes. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, I mean, that covers everything I wanted to talk about also.
Yeah, I mean, I like I said, I love the episode. I loved how everything at the end of the scenes when they show Penguin and his men getting ready, like I said, and you got Selena crying, you got Enigma crying. I mean, it was a really, really, really good, solid. It felt like a finale for me, you know?
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I really liked the whole Enigma crying, though. It's like, I don't know. I really liked that scene.
It was good. It was good. And then Firefly, I'm waiting to see what happens to my poor Bridget. I don't know. I now want to know, like, how long is she going to be down there? Are we going to see her transforming that? So many answers. And when I was talking to Michelle, the actress that plays her, I was trying to get the goods. And pretty much she just said, just watch the episode, Mike.
Yeah, you know they can't give you any goods.
I know. But I was trying. I was trying hard.
At least you tried for everybody.
I did. I really did try. But it didn't work. She was like, I was foiled. I think that's it. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think you give this episode?
I give it a 9.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 10. It was a great episode. Why do you give it a 9? Why not a full 10?
I, You know, there's some parts where I was like, really? Yawn.
Oh, go ahead, say it. Go ahead, say it. All the Tabitha's parts.
No, I liked her and Butch's little fight.
Okay, so what part made you yawn? I'm curious.
The parts where the good doctor shows up.
So you don't like, you gave it a 9 because you're just not a fan of Lee.
No, I think Nygma needs to kill her.
So you're not a fan of Lee.
No.
Now, do you know if Lee gets hurt and dies, Gordon's going to be all messed up. And if you're a true fan of Jim Gordon like you say you are, you want him to be happy and not distracted.
No, I like Gordon when he's mad.
Okay.
And using his voice.
Oh, my God. All right. 9:10. Amy, let everybody know where they can find you online.
You can find me online at thevro.com or varietyradioonline.com. It goes all to the same website. All of our Instagram, Twitters, Facebook, all of that is on varietyradioonline.com.
Sweet. And you can check me out on my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at MikeTheMovieGuy. Like me on Facebook at iWatchMike. And, of course, our Audio Boom channels. Mine happens to be audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Make sure you go over there and check out some of the shows, including last night's recap of The Walking Dead. Holy crap balls!
Yeah, don't get me started.
And you can also check out Amy's channel as well, audioboom.com/channel/VarietyRadioOnline. So that is it. We'll be back next week to talk more of Gotham and what's going to happen with everybody. Oh, damn it. I'm nervous.
I am too, because this is a big battle coming up.
This is.
A huge battle.
And it's not even a finale. This is like everybody's.
Well, is it mid-season finale?
Well, I know The Walking Dead is mid-season finale this coming up Sunday. 90 minutes, baby. But I didn't see anything online. I'm sorry. I didn't see anything on the commercials saying it was going to be a thing. I did see something that I'm a little bothered by, and I'm just going to say something really fast. I don't like the fact that I'm getting this Halloween crossover special crap with Bones and Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to bring that up.
Why are they doing that? I don't want my Bones. I don't want Bones on my Sleepy Hollow. Like, why are these? No.
I don't know. I don't watch Bones, and people's like, oh, yay. I'm like, what?
Hell no. Every time I see that guy say, where's Buffy?
She's off with Spike.
Oh, God. I know, exactly. All right, people, that's it. We'll be back we'll be back next week. Talk more Gotham.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.